Okay, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
You're tuned into 95 BFM. Let's go adjust some stuff. Of course, this is Fancy New Band. Thank you very much to New Zealand On Air Music. Joining us in studio are Barracuda Swim School.
Hiya, how you going?
I am well. How are you?
I'm great, thanks.
That was a great track. That was Heinous.
Yeah, that was Heinous.
That was Heinous. If you would, everyone, just go around the room and introduce yourself and just... define the instrument, just to say what instrument you play, I guess.
So I'm Sam, I'm lead vocals and guitar.
I'm James, I'm on the bass.
I'm Michael, I'm on lead guitar. I'm Neo and I play drums.
Nice, thank you everyone. You guys are, obviously you're young, still in high school, which is not a bad thing, I guess.
No, definitely not.
Still learning.
Just, you know, on the road to wherever we're on the road to.
On the road to success, am I right?
Hopefully, you know. you can only hope for the best.
So what high school are you guys currently going to?
So Michael, James and I go to Whangaparoa College up north, North Shore. And yep. Neo goes to Green Bay High School in West Auckland.
Interesting, because obviously in that dynamic... So the band wouldn't really have formed in high school, I guess. Or is that wrong? Tell me about that, though.
Well, we kind of just formed this year because we had the idea to join Smoke Free Rock West and enter. And me, Michael and James kind of just always jammed at high school, but we never really had a drummer. And turns out my cousin Neo can play drums pretty well, so we're like, yeah, Neo, want to join the band? And then, yeah, basically that just set us off. We started writing a few songs, and then the further we got into Rock West, you know, they're just like... oh, this time you do 2 songs, this time you do 5 songs. So that just kind of motivated us to write a bit more as well. So we put together some songs, yeah.
I know Green Bay's music scene's very much, I guess, in a sense, alternative compared to what would be kind of the standard in music, because I know a lot of high schools are very classical based or very jazz based.
Yeah.
I'm interested to know at Whangaparoa, is it very, what's the scene like there?
Well, at the moment, with the current generations that are in school, there's not a lot musically going on except for, you obviously, like the school bands, like the jazz band, big band sort of thing. Concert band.
Because it seems like a lot of high schools just have kind of like an orchestra or a big band or that kind of thing, and doesn't really involve many like rock, more like, you know, poppy rock bands or you know, anything like that.
Just got a bunch of school run bands.
Right.
Junior jazz band, junior concert band, and senior concert band, senior jazz band. Cool. Jazz combo and all that.
Nice. Okay. So then you guys kind of just work alongside that and then do your own stuff.
Yeah. So we work together in that sort of like school stuff to do the jazz combo and the songs that the music teachers
suggest. Is this the first musical project for many of you, or have you guys been in other sort of bands? Or
this is pretty much the first proper band we've all committed to.
Nice. And obviously you guys are competing, or have competed, in Smoke Free Rock Quest, and played a bunch of live shows in Auckland. How have you find that whole experience of kind of getting out there and actually doing some stuff?
Yeah, it's just the best experience, eh? Like getting out and playing music.
K-Lo jams.
Yeah, and it's so cool to like actually get to know other bands really well, like especially bands with music that you like.
Mm. And you've done a few recordings. You've got some online. Are these self-recorded, or are they recorded at school? Or
so we basically just took all the audio files from our Smoke Free Rock Quest submission video on YouTube, and then we just put them into single files for songs on SoundCloud.
Nice.
So we have like a live recording, little kind of demo thing on SoundCloud.
And how's the process of writing music as a band? Because obviously with kind of split high school vibes might be a bit hard. Do you guys like get together and do a little practice every week, or how does that go about?
We try to just as much as we can, really. You know, it's just however we can get to each other.
Do you find there's like a main songwriter, or do you guys all kind of have ideas and bring that together and form a song?
Well, what we all really want, like the dream, is to just have like a collective writing process where we all kind of just jam out and like find new stuff and put it all together. But for the songs we've got at the moment, most of the time I'll come up with the chord progression first, then add a few like little ideas, like melodic ideas, and then just lay lyrics over the top of that, and then everyone just kind of writes their parts around that, suggests things, we can switch it up a bit, like that sort of thing.
Nice. Cool. That sounds really great.
Yeah.
Live shows, you've played a bunch with Bluefish, obviously. You might not know, but we had Bluefish up in the studio a couple weeks ago. Yeah. And obviously Smoke Free Rock Quest playing that. What do you find is the best thing about performing live?
The crowd.
Yeah, definitely.
The audience.
But if the crowd's not going off.
Just playing music.
Even if anyone's watching, if there's 3 people in the audience and you're just like looking at them, locking eyes, and you're like, man, I can tell these people feel the music.
Do you think the band members contribute to a good live atmosphere?
We try to. I mean, we've got to work on it a bit.
Nice. I mean, you've got plenty more live shows, I'm sure, coming up soon.
Experience. That's all you need.
All right, inspirations locally. What are some of your inspirations?
Ooh.
This could be for the band or just in general.
Should we do it individually? I think that's probably a bit.
You can pass that mic around if you want.
Yeah. Okay. Mike, do you want to start?
I'll say locally, a big influence on our band is probably Yukon Era.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yukon Era is like their main.
Nice.
Yeah. James.
Local influences. I don't really have.
Do you have any international?
I guess like John Frusciante, like the old guitarist, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Nice.
Like completely obsessed with him. So
nice.
So that's pretty much all.
That's cool.
locally.
Yeah. Or internationally, we're widening the spectrum. Say it again.
Led Zeppelin.
I've definitely got a few.
Nice.
Locally, I'd say definitely agree with Yukon Era, Blowfish, Mermaidens, I really like from Wellington, they're dope.
Cool.
Bunch of other bands. Internationally, I'm kind of into like King Cruel. Nothing else really comes to mind.
Do you find that kind of comes out, like those influences come out when you're writing a song, or do you reckon it's kind of just like free flowing when you're writing?
Yeah, definitely. I think so. And the way you perform as well, especially like on your instrument, it kind of, I guess it doesn't define like the way you play, but it kind of definitely has an effect on it.
That's where we get our genre from.
Yeah.
bit indie.
What is your genre? How do you define your music?
Because we've got a lot of songs that we haven't like released yet that just don't even sound like the other songs.
Cool. So it's just like you're just developing your sound, I guess. You're just trying some stuff.
Alternative, right?
Yeah, just say yeah. Alternative. We try keep it on the move, eh? Like we try keep it like.
But it's not like jazzy, so you just.
Nah. At the moment, I'd say the songs that we're playing are like definitely very indie rock.
We're definitely trying to add more jazz.
Yeah.
Nice. Sort of. That sounds cool. No, that's a good vibe. But you've got obviously you've got a bunch of demos and live session that you did online. Do you have any more songs in the works? You said you do, but possibly like an EP that you might be forming or?
That's cool. That's a cool question. I think whenever we get the opportunity or whenever we're happy with the content that we've written so far, then we're probably going to be down to record at some point. If that's next year, so be it. But like, I'm not really sure when that's gonna happen.
I reckon don't rush into it, eh? No. You like just develop your craft and your songs until they're pristine, I reckon. Mm. Hey, thank you so much for coming up, guys.
Oh, you're so welcome.
No, plug your socials. Where can people find you online?
So we got Facebook, we got Instagram.
What are we called?
Barracuda Swim School Band. We're on Instagram. No spaces. SoundCloud, Barracuda Swim School.
That's
pretty much it. It's
cool.
Our main three ones, yeah.
A lot of hidden secrets.
Keeping it low-key.
There's some trash on my SoundCloud. Go hard
on
that.
We got some beats on there.
Everyone blast that trash in your house.
Yeah. Michael and James actually do trash.
It's so not like what we actually play at all.
You've got one more song that you're going to play now, though, Odyssey.
Yeah.
We're going to set up for that. But thanks again for coming up. Yeah. Well, we're gonna set up.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
Sweet as.
That was a fancy new band, thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.